The Q-Word. Nurse Redheart sat at her desk in the middle of Ponyville Regional Network Hospital. She glanced at the clock. Its propeller hands pleasantly told her that it was 5 a.m. She smiled. It had been a long shift, and an overnight as well. The bitter taste of her X-brand coffee kept her head from slumping forward into her magazine. It was a slow night in the ER. Not the type of night that was good for nurses, but the type that was good for every pony else. She only had one patient. Hiccup Stumbles. He was an older stallion with an insatiable love of cider. The emergency wagon brought him in, staggering through the street again. She gave him his normal room in the back and let him sleep it off. She just did a checkup on him and noticed that he was snoring right away. She checked his vitals and then left where he lay. It was an hour to go to sunrise. Sunrise signaled the end of her shift, and it also promised to be a beautiful morning. Redheart found that mornings after her long overnights held the most beautiful sunrises, and she wasn't sure if it was just the anticipation of seeing it, or if Celestia secretly checked her roster and gave these gifts on those mornings. She knew the sky was cloudless, the air was crisp and clear, and she would be able to see so many colors. She loved sunrises. A peal of laughter in the back broke her concentration. The other nurses and medics were toiling away the night with cards. She looked longingly at the four of them, but she was in charge tonight and some pony had to sit out front.
A full carriage?
She heard Nurse Ivy Push cry.
How is it that you always get these impossible hooves at the last minute? You took only four cards.
Well, Celestia blessed me with powers beyond your comprehension,
bragged the medic Clinger Gauze.
Lucky for me, I am lucky at cards and love.
You wish.
Oh, you'll find out one day, Ivy. I know you're curious about what Pegasire likes, so it's only a matter of time.
This was baseline to Nurse Redheart's ears. Ivy and Clinger have been dancing around each other for months. She doubted either of them would know what to do with each other if they actually tried to date. Maybe one day they would drop the act and admit their true feelings for each other. And then maybe one day she would express her feelings to her special mare, she thought sarcastically. She knew she wouldn't. She didn't have a special sim pony. Work always took so long and left her so drained that the prospect of dating seemed like a foreign concept. Some part of her wanted a pony that knew her job and understood her plight. And then the other part of her wanted to find a nice mare that had nothing to do with this field, allowing her to fully leave the job here as she returned to them. She was jostled from her thoughts as a tentative hoof tapped her shoulder. Startled, she looked over to find a bright red earth pony stallion behind her. "Hey," he said, looking down. It was Ace Bandage, the rookie emergency wagon operator. Ace had just started in the field this week, and seems eager and much too young. Still, it was nice to have some new blood to revitalize old, cynical thoughts. Redheart glanced sternly over the timid wagon pony's shoulder. The rest of that room were craning out of the door with ears picked. They ratted again.
So, what do you do most nights that you aren't here?
Ace inquired.
Sleep.
Redheart's cold answer cut through the air. She hoped that her monotonous response would shut him down. She returned to her magazine. It was too late for these sorts of pranks.
Oh, I meant for fun.
The young stallion looked petrified and completely thrown off of his game. He obviously had none.
I don't remember what fun is,
Redheart said, admitting more that she cared to with her snark.
I'm here most nights, and the nights that I'm not, I'm too tired to think of anything past a good book or a relaxing cup of tea. Also, I'm sorry the others put you up to this, but I'm into mares.
Wait, what?
Ace said, suddenly withdrawing as if she burst into flames. His face somehow became a radiant shade of scarlet under that red hair.
But they... They said...
He spun on the giggling gawkers.
Come on, just because I'm new and it's quiet doesn't mean that you can be mean to me.
What did you say?
Nurse Redheart demanded, dropping her magazine.
You can't say the keyword now with only an hour to go.
Wait, the what?
You failed in his training, Gauze. The Q-word is one of the first things that you should teach him. He used the Q-word?
Shouted Clinger.
Oh, rookie, we're screwed now.
What is the Q-word?
Ace demanded, practically stomping his hooves onto the floor.
Quiet.
Redheart explained calmly. It had already been uttered. There was no sense in hiding from it now. The universe heard, and didn't like such a contemptuous word. The gods of emergency medicine glared at each other with red glowing eyes of anger. Their voices filled the air, sounding like sirens and tones calling all those who were sick or injured to rally to the PRN hospital. The doors then burst open to the ER, and Pinkie Pie came rushing in, carrying a semi-conscious Berry Punch. The mare had her normal confused look on her face and glazed look in her eye.
Nurse Redheart!
Pinky shouted, then dropped Barry to wave and then picked her up again.
Barry's not feeling good. She's really silly and talking about all these spaceships and something called Sunkissed and Sudafed and... Okay, Pinky, we'll take a look.
Redheart assured. She didn't need a million words at 100 decibels.
Are you sure she hasn't been drinking? Not that I saw.
Pinky excitedly informed.
Oh, she might have because she had to pee an awful lot. How do you... Never mind. I assume you were feeding her cupcakes, some sort of sugary thing?
Before Pinky could answer, tones from the radio filled the room.
Ponyville Ambulance and Fire, respond to 7 East Pine Street for a mare down. Repeating to Ponyville Ambulance and Fire, respond to 7 East Pine Street for a mare down. 506.
Thanks, Rookie!
Snarled Klinger.
Let's go, Bandage. Grab the wagon.
I'm sorry!
Stammered Ace as he and Klinger rushed out to the wagon in front of the building. Redheart got out of their way as she trotted over to assess her patient. Barry looked in her normal state after a night of binge drinking. Her body was slumped, and her pupils unfocused. She could smell a strong fruity smell coming from her that any pony could easily mistake for alcohol. But Redheart knew better.
Dr. Horse, we need fluids and insulin started!
She cried, waking the doctor up from his nap.
We have a pony in hyperglycemic crisis!
Wait, what?
Dr. Horse muttered as he sat up straight.
Why, what happened?
Bandage, said the keyword. Hi, Dr. Fluffyhead.
Pinky cried and waved.
Hey, Pinky. Nurse Redheart and Push, could you please get the supplies? Tech... What's her name?
The doctor whispered to Redheart before she could gallop to the supply closet.
Candy Striper.
Tech Striper, could you grab a bed and wheel it over here, please?
The ER bustled with activity as the medical staff swooped around and gave Barry the insulin and fluids that she needed. Pinky watched in excitement, demanding everything to be explained to her.
Pinky?
Nurse Redheart said, forcefully but kindly.
I'm glad you're interested in what's going on with your friend, but you're getting under our hooves. Please go into the waiting room, or perhaps call her family.
Pinky looked at her and said,
Okie dokie artichokey, I know she's in good hooves.
Pinky pronged out of the room and towards the waiting area. Ivy finished the intravenous and opened up the valve to the bag of saline that she hung. Then Redheart began measuring the amount of insulin needed based on her blood sugar and weight. The doctor continued to assess her, telling his results to Scribbles, the ER clerk. Barry was still groggy when the medical wagon brought in Lickety-Split with a possible hoof fracture. Dr. Horse and Ivy were able to move the injured mare to another bed, and Ace looked a little rattled still. Klinger had on his merciless face, and he probably mocked the timid stallion the whole way back. Pegasi can be... cheeky. That way. Redheart was about to reassure the rookie when she heard a retching sound behind her. Mr. Stumbles. His body must have finally said enough to the alcohol, and Redheart grabbed an emesis collection bag and opened the curtain to his room. The sight that met her eyes caused her to drop the bag, and Mr. Stumbles was hunched over, sputtering, gagging, and choking on copious amounts of blood. The viscous fluid soaked into the bedsheets and Mr. Stumbles' gown. He glanced up at Redheart with fear and pain in his eyes.
Doctor, we need a crash cart ASAP!
What's the problem, nurse? I'm assessing a patient.
Dr. Horse grumbled as he lifted Lickety's swollen leg.
Mr. Stumbles is... in trouble.
Redheart said, selectively using her words. She knew better than to scream across the ER that a patient is a bloody mess. She quickly thought through all the medical procedures that she knew and started to clean Stumbles with a pad. She tried to see where exactly he was bleeding from.
What sort of trouble?
The doctor said with a sigh as he ambled to the patient's bed.
Sweet Celestia, what happened?
I don't know, doctor.
Redheart answered, keeping her voice down.
He just started retching, and the next thing I knew, he was bleeding all over the place.
Fresh blood began to pour from Mr. Stumbles' mouth, soaking the towel Redheart was using to clean him. She could feel the sticky mess saturating her gloved hooves.
What do we do? It's coming out too fast to stop.
Okay, Nesavi, grab some blood bags.
The doctor ordered. He tried opening Stumbles' mouth to look inside, but was nearly coated when more blood gushed out.
Suction, Red! I need suction!
Redheart dropped her towel and found the suction tubing coiled up on the wall. She pressed the switch. The suction unit grumbled to life, and she could hear the whistle as air began filling the tube. She inserted the tube into the patient's mouth, drawing out the deep scarlet fluid into the machine's awaiting canister.
It's coming too fast! I need a vasoconstrictor!
The doctor cried.
Looks like the esophageal varices ruptured!
Redheart continued to suction to help Mr. Stumbles breathe, while Ivory looked for the proper medication. Dr. Horse looked for a tube to help the patient breathe through his blood-filled throat. Suddenly, Redheart noticed Mr. Stumbles lurch backwards and cough. The small force was all it took, and blood cascaded out of his mouth, splattering the doctor's clothes and mane.
No.
Redheart cursed and furiously tried to suction harder. The suction unit groaned with the excess fluid, but couldn't contain the deluge that poured from Mr. Stumble's mouth. Mr. Stumble started to slip from consciousness. His coat looked dull and sheenless. His eyes began to cloud over, and the nurse watched uselessly as the life drained from Mr. Stumble's and ran into her machine or into the bed. In less than 3 minutes, Mr. Stumble's was gone. Redheart found a sheet and draped it over the body. She glanced at the clock. It read 6:30 a.m. Her shift had ended a half an hour ago. The sun had already risen, and she missed it. She looked around and noticed the day shift had arrived. They were tending to Lickety's hoof and helping Barry as she regained consciousness. She looked at Ivy, covered in sweat and bloodstains, and she looked at Candy, who was punching out for the night. And she looked at the doctor, who had solemnly returned to his office to write up the death and call the family. She took a large breath and trotted to her locker room to change her scrubs. Nurse Redheart trudged towards the glass doors of the ER entrance. She hated losing ponies, especially like that. For a small ER like theirs, it didn't happen that often. She stepped out into the brisk air and felt unnaturally cold. She looked about her, bewildered, and noticed that it was still dark. It was supposed to be after sunrise, yet the sun remained hidden beneath the curve of the horizon. Had she looked at the time wrong? Was Celestia in trouble? Redheart wondered what could have happened when the sun began its ascent. The first beams of it shone over the top of a nearby hill, changing the clouds to a brilliant yellow-orange. The fluffy golden fleeces in the air were made more brilliant by the deep blue of the sky. She stared in amazement as a gleaming golden cloud almost took the form of her own cutie mark. Redheart shook her head. Had she imagined it? She looked again, but the cloud had dissolved from the quick-moving stratospheric winds. Maybe Celestia did give her these moments, she mused, then nearly giggled at the thought. She walked home, letting the bright sun rays evaporate the trauma that she had just witnessed. Soon, sleep would claim her. Then she would rise and do it all over again. She just hoped that tomorrow night won't be as quiet. And to think, people who are in the medical field more than likely have to deal with these troubling situations at least once in their life. And I can't imagine it would be anywhere near fucking easy. Although for anyone who is in the medical field or is going to be in the medical field, God fucking bless you. And good luck to you. Anyways, let's get on to our healthy donators. Top donators Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, J Tin Man, Darkside, and Ponyman. Courier Crucii, Strix, Zar630, Narwhals, Delta Omega, RuneScythe9852, Dospo, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Hunter Norman, Austin Rowland, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Enderai63, Random Person Man Guy, Easy, Jack Kedge, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Soul Dragon, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal'c Anderson, TV Killer, John Becker, Leon Reynolds, Zach Rakow, Mystery CU, Leslie Perkett, Edgar Garcia, One Kingdom One, Nissa Rusan, Vizuri, Dyslexic Character Sheets, and Just Random Boy. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.